Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines, with 4,000 flights to 250 cities in some 40 countries around the world every day. It's easy to book your next flight at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly. I'm Rick Steves, and this is Travel with Rick Steves. Today, I'm traveling to Bermuda, and I've got with me the author of The Moon Handbook to Bermuda, Rosemary Jones. Rosemary's on the phone with us, actually from Bermuda. Rosemary, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rick.
How's everything in Bermuda?
Great. It's a nice sunny day in Bermuda today.
How's the surf? Is there ever any surfing in Bermuda?
There is a little, although we don't have the big surf of Hawaii and other big surfing places, but kite surfing is catching on here.
Okay. I would imagine the tourist industry, Bermuda's like 21 square miles, 65,000 people. It's a tiny island.
That's right.
Pretty much, and a lot of people think it's in the Caribbean, but it's not really.
No, it's 1,000 miles north of the Caribbean, and so the weather is quite different. We have seasons. It's a British-dependent territory, still one of the last, and quite an affluent society as well.
It's been an island that people can visit. East Coasters love to fly there, but a lot of people complain that there's not many cheap flights there. Consequently, a lot of people visit by cruise. Talk to me for a minute about the flying in and staying versus visiting by cruise, and can you take a cruise ship there and actually get off the boat and stay for a few days and cruise back?
Visitors come both ways, and either is possible. I think that more and more there are cheaper airfares, though, with carriers like USA 3000, which is offering deals out of Baltimore, JetBlue as well. So hopefully in the future there'll be more options by air. We get a certain number of cruise ships each year, and that's a very popular type of holiday for people coming here, usually from New York. It's usually a three-day trip down. They arrive here on Monday and leave either Thursday or Friday.
Do the cruise boats just stay in the harbor and people sleep on the cruise ships and side trip in
each
day?
That's right.
I see.
Yep.
People don't normally cruise over and then leave the boat and stay and fly home, do they, or is that a good option?
I think it's probably not as cost-effective as the staying on the ship.
I see.
I think it's certainly possible.
And, of course, Bermuda was a pretty affluent little island, and consequently accommodations can be more expensive, I would think, than even staying in your stateroom on the boat.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. It's a little tiny island, and if you stay on the boat, can you actually get away from all of the tourism and find yourself some, you know, offbeat corners and feel like you're not just part of a mob of cruisers?
You can. We typically don't get the sort of, three or four or five or more ships in at a time anyway that a lot of the Caribbean ports do. So it's not too much of a zoo upon arrival. But, you know, it's very easy to rent mopeds and just take off and go exploring and find some of the more off-the-beaten-track places here, meet the locals and do something a little more adventurous.
I'm talking with Rosemary Jones, who writes The Moon Handbook to Bermuda. Rosemary, would your handbook help people who are with a cruise just to know where to go and little options for them?
Yep. Specifically, we've included information to help all travelers actually sort of plan shorter trips as well as longer ones, and just trying to help them plan their time so that they have lots of different options depending on what their favorite things to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
are.
Now, I've got a few emails from some of our listeners. Amy from Austin, Texas writes, "Where and when is a good time to come with children under 10? Got any ideas for traveling with young kids?"
Typically, Bermuda has often been called, not child-friendly because of the fact that you can't rent cars here, but a lot of people do come with kids, and I have a three-year-old, and take him around just the things to do here are very kid-friendly. There's playgrounds, there's great beaches, and all the outdoor stuff. I grew up here, and I have to tell you that just Bermuda's outdoors is like a real-life Fantasia with all the weird animals and the lizards and tree frogs and things that really appeal to kids without having to spend a lot of money either. There are lots of hotels and guest houses that cater to kids and that you can have an economic holiday with a family.
Great. And I suppose from a safety point of view for the kids and from a health point of view from the kids, Bermuda would get very good marks.
Yeah. There's no vaccines or anything of that kind needed. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much a North American-style society here, so no problems there.
65,000 people in the whole country.
That's right.
Some cute little place.
It is. It's sort of a very odd mixture between very down home, sort of hometown type of atmosphere mixed with cosmopolitan jet set living. There's a lot of people, celebrities and very wealthy people, business, international business people who live here and work here or visit here, mixed with just, you know, regular people who live here. So yeah. It's a very interesting mix of people.
We got Dave from Columbia in Maryland, and he emailed us. He said he's cruised to Bermuda 8 times. The best was in the spring when the Garden Club has tours of private homes. Do you know what he's talking about there?
Yes, the Garden Club arranges a different set of tours each spring, and Bermudians like it as much as tourists. Allows you to go and visit and get a real inside look at some of the most dramatic properties here, old historic Bermuda homes and rambling gardens.
Because you've had some famous residents in the past.
We have. Visitors and people who have lived here for longer periods. Georgia O'Keeffe, the artist, lived here for a while. Ross Perot has a house here.
Hmm.
Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones currently live here. So
there's
a real mix of people.
Kerry from Atlanta emailed us and said, is anyone familiar with Marley Beach Cottages overlooking Astwood Cove? Is that a place you recommend or know about?
Yes, it's one of the what are called Bermuda cottage colonies, in that they're self-catering and you basically look after yourself. But they're cute little units right on the shore. They took quite a beating in Hurricane Fabian in 2003. But certainly if you're an independent kind of traveler and just want to be left to yourself and don't need the big hotel experience, it's a great option.
So you've got easy access to a good beach, renting by the week with kitchenette. What would you pay per week in a place like that?
It really varies, and typically Bermuda's, you know, more expensive than perhaps other places, but ranging anywhere from, say, $250 to $400 and something.
Per day?
Per day.
Because somebody, Maria emailed us, and she said she's rented a place for $1,000 a week, a two-bedroom house on the water, so there are some alternatives, some budget options from accommodations point of view.
There are, and there are more and more groups now that are trying to cater to that because there's obviously a demand for something a little more reasonable.
Right.
And people are more adventurous these days and also like living like the locals do. So to find a house that's for rent or house sitting is another option that's being developed. People here travel a lot, and often they like to have someone stay in their house.
Okay, so a Bermudian would take off back to the old country or whatever, and they would have some agency rent their house while they were gone.
Yes, that does happen. That sometimes is budget and sometimes is not, but
right.
It's often a more reasonable way of living here than staying in a hotel.
Would you cover these kind of places in your guidebook, Rosemary?
Yep, we sure will.
All this discussion on Bermuda makes me kind of want to make a stopover on my next trip to Europe. Thanks, Rosemary, for all of your information.
Thanks. Look forward to seeing you.
Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines. With their new Advantage Award booking tool, it's easier than ever to book to over 800 Advantage Award destinations online at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly.